Well, can Ukraine trust any peace deal with Russia without a peacekeeping force? And even if Europe were to provide such a peacekeeping force, how could they succeed without the backstop of American air support and technology? Those are some of the key issues for President Zelensky as he prepares to sign a deal with Donald Trump today on US access to Ukraine's mineral wealth. At the White House yesterday, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer said Russia could not be the winner of any peace deal for Ukraine, and he said the UK was committed to a physical presence in the region if required.
Because it can't be peace that rewards the aggressor or that gives encouragement to regimes like Iran. We agree history must be on the side of the peacemaker, not the invader. So the stakes, they couldn't be higher. And we're determined to work together to deliver a good deal. We've discussed a plan today to reach a peace that is tough and fair, that Ukraine will help shape, that's backed by strength, to stop Putin coming back for more. Now, I'm working closely with other European leaders on this, and I'm clear that the UK is ready to put boots on the ground and planes in the air to support a deal, working together with our allies, because that is the only way that peace will last.
But of course, as we heard earlier in the programme, Keir Starmer did not get, despite a very cordial meeting with President Trump, he did not get the security guarantee, the backstop that he was looking for. And President Zelensky will be meeting President Trump in the White House today, the key meeting. To talk about that, Sviatoslav Yurash, Ukrainian MP and member of the Servant of the People Party, is on the line. Sviatoslav, your feelings about President Zelensky going into this meeting. Does Donald Trump hold all the cards?
It is fundamental for us to build a relationship with the United States of America, no matter who the president is. The point of the office of the presidency of the United States of America is fundamental for global security of the world, not to mention the West, not to mention Ukraine. So for us, the point is the dialogue that we've been engaged with, despite all the problems that we are facing in the process. The deal that is under discussion right now has evolved a great deal. Since the initial Munich documents, it has transformed a great deal to become much more of a partnership in that investment effort into the mineral wealth of Ukraine, rather than whatever it was before. So we're quite hopeful that America will follow the old saying, that is, America always does the right thing after it exhausts all other options.
You say you're hopeful. You talk about the importance of the office of the presidency rather than the individual. But individuals do make a difference. The difference between Joe Biden's support from Ukraine and the way he spoke about Ukraine and Donald Trump's is the difference between night and day. So again, what cards do you have in that relationship? Given we've had French media reporting, he'd wanted to cancel this meeting with Zelensky. He could be a reluctant participant here.
We have the example of his first term in office. He was saying many things about Ukraine when he was running. And then in office, he was the president who gave Ukraine weapons that actually were put to good use in defending against Russian aggression, full-scale Russian aggression, invasion of 22. So the point is that with Trump, he says many things, but when it is not just up to him, but his administration, people around him, decisions are often corrected. And we are certainly making an effort of trying to reach out to various people around Trump.
And of course, for all this talk of peace, and there's a lot happening on the international stage, there is no peace to keep. Despite all the talking, Putin is still bombing. Can you give us some idea, Sviatoslav, of what it's like this past week in Ukraine?
As always, there are air raid sirens going off all around Ukraine, be that in the west, in the east, in the north, in the south. Russians are hitting various towns. They are trying to conquer more territory in the east, and they are failing at that, losing a great deal of men in the process. And the point is that we are showing to the world the Russian army is invincible, no matter how scary it is presented to be, as we are defeating and making them pay for every inch they take.
And are people war weary? Are they willing to settle? Is there a sense of betrayal that Donald Trump has let you down?
It's quite important to understand that the first nation that wants peace and wanted peace throughout is Ukraine. We were negotiating with Russians for 8 years before the Russians invaded on 24th of February or 22. The point is here is the peace that will result in this circumstance is something that we hope for. Alas, for us, the point is very clear that Putin's idea that Ukraine should be a part of Russia in one way or the other is still in effect. He has published essays on this. He has made many videos on this, and he has invaded our country for this. And if he reinvades, we want to have something more than a piece of paper to wave at him.
Sviatoslav Jurash, Ukrainian MP, thank you for talking to us on Morning Ireland.